Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Mustard Seed by Lila Ibrahim, performed by Bonnie Turpin. Prologue. Jordan, 1868. Teachers are not supposed to have favorites, but I do. On the first day of the term last fall, little Sadie Johnson slipped her hand into mine, looked straight at me with her bright blue eyes, and declared with a slight lisp, "It's my first day, too." My affection for that sweet white girl took root and only grew throughout the school year. Mama says I feel a special kinship with her because she's Lisbeth's daughter, but I disagree. I hardly know the woman. Once a year she arrives with a basket of holiday treats for our family. Lisbeth and Mama catch up for a bit and hug long and hard before she leaves our life until the next Christmas. Mama says Lisbeth's affection was written into my soul before I had words or thoughts. But I think Mama is speaking for herself, not for me. Lisbeth and Mama were special to each other before. I know about before only from stories. The tales of the quarters, the big house, and the fields are like Greek myths to me. I was only a baby when Mama carried me off the plantation to join Pops and Samuel in Oberlin. I don't consider myself a freed slave, but Mama never lets me forget that we were all enslaved once, whether I like it or not. They gave me a last name that doesn't let me or the world forget it either. Freedmen. My parents are proud of their history, as they should be. I'm grateful for all that they have given to me, truly I am. But they don't understand me. And I don't believe they ever can. The gulf between our lives is simply too enormous. Chapter 1. Lisbeth. Oberlin, Ohio, summer, 1868. Lisbeth's hands were mixing biscuit dough for supper when Matthew walked into the kitchen with the envelope. Mother's precise handwriting jumped out at her from the white paper. She didn't break her rhythm or comment, but her body jumped to alert like a rabbit sensing a fox. Matthew pecked her on the cheek from behind, then he greeted Sadie, who was shelling peas at the plain wooden table.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?